It may not be a subject we like to discuss, but the fact is humans are increasing at an alarming rate, a rate that potentially the planet can't support. So why is this and what are the implications? Professor Sir David King is from the Smith School of Enterprise and the Environment at Oxford University and is the ex-chief scientific advisor to the government.
The globe's population was fairly stable up to even the end of the 19th century. So we entered the 20th century with 1.5 billion people occupying the whole planet. Population had already been growing, and in fact in Europe it had exploded. So let's just look at why it exploded and how we've brought that under control in Europe first of all. If we go back to the Middle Ages in Britain, you'll find that average female fecundity, the average number of children per woman, was about 7 or 8, the average. You now ask, well, how did the population stay stable if there were so many children for each woman? The answer is because only 2, on average, survived into maturity. Right, so women were having enough children that only 2 survived, or you could say that even 2 survived. And it so happens that 2.1, on average, gives you a stable population, give or take a Black Death or so. Right, so the population in Europe and in Britain was fairly stable because of this low survival rate and short lifespan that we had. Then you get science, engineering, technology delivering massive transformations in a short space of time. Civil engineering, you can put all the blame on civil engineers. They introduced clean water, hygienic living conditions, a massively improved human lifespan as that came along. And so what you see is a woman is caught out because all 7 or 8 children live into maturity. Remember that each of those will form a couple on average, and they will want to have 7 or 8 children. And if they do, you get a population explosion, and that's exactly what happens. Now, it turns out that it takes women roughly 2 generations to figure out what's happening. And then you find, suddenly, women are having, in Britain today, the average is 1.9. So in other words, women have enough children now that 2 live into maturity, which is what used to be the case. So we've had our population spike, and as we look around the world, we can see the same pattern of behavior in different countries. Look at South America, where 40 years ago, the female fecundity was around 5-6. Today it's 2.2. So as well-being spreads, several generations later, down comes female fecundity. Now, that's not automatic. That depends critically on education and empowerment of women. Of course, men have a role to play, a responsible role to play. But there's no question that wherever the level of fecundity has gone down, it is related to the level of female education and female empowerment. Now, through the 20th century, we started there 1.5 billion people, and we started adding another billion every 12 years. And this is that rapid rate of population explosion as well-being spread around the world. So you could actually say a big part of this was that old British Empire. So we were spreading the ability to engineer sanitized conditions, medicine, agricultural technology around the world, and as a result, that burgeoning well-being has been accompanied by a burgeoning population. 1 billion every 12 years. Now it's slowing down because of female empowerment and education. And what we can expect, the population entering the 21st century, 6 billion. 2028, it'll reach 8 billion. And by mid-century, it will have slowed down and we'll reach 9 billion and it'll stabilize at around that figure. So we've got to plan today for 9 billion people in a very short space of time. Just in 4 decades, we will have 9 billion. Whereas we were 6 billion at the beginning of the century. All of our planning needs to look at fresh water, energy supplies, food supplies, environmental protection, global warming being managed while the population is growing and everyone is aspiring to a better standard of living and therefore being more demanding. We have a totally new challenge facing us as a result of all of that improved well-being and the larger population, and that is to manage sustainable consumerism. How do we move forward while understanding what we're doing to the planet? How do we move forward and get across a new cultural notion which is that we need to look after this planet. We can live well, we just have to live carefully.
That's Professor Sir David King.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.